on the line with us is a man with a heated tent. Now, what in the world is he doing with a heated tent? Well, that's because he's trying to fill positions at the Skirvin Hotel, and his name is Mr. John Williams. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. You stayed warm. You got this whole thing ready to go, and now you need to staff, what, a couple of hundred positions?
Absolutely. We're going to hire about 225 people this week, we hope, to fill all the needs of the Skirvin Hilton.
Now, this has been a $55 million renovation. The Hilton is opening, what, pretty soon?
Yes, we open actually 5 weeks from today on February 26th.
Okay, so you got to have people in place by then, obviously, when people walk through the doors for the first time. Who are you looking for? What positions?
Really, all positions. Waiters, waitresses, bussers, front desk agents, reservation staff, engineering staff that would help maintain the building and keep things rocking and rolling, banquet servers, banquet setup, security officers, basically all positions within the hotel.
Now, I want to tell you, anytime there is a couple of hundred jobs moving to Oklahoma City, it's a big it's a big story. This is springing up right in the middle of Oklahoma City like it's always been here. So this is a great deal because folks, I mean, who are already in town can come by today. Now, you're going to start at what time this morning?
Actually, we start at 9 o'clock, and we're going to go all the way through 6 p.m., and we're going to do this all week long, all the way through Saturday.
Well, what do people need to bring with them?
Well, the best thing to do would be bring a resume if you have one, certain forms of identification like your driver's license, Social Security card, things like that, and hopefully phone numbers and addresses for your references, people that we can touch base with to validate your employment or get a personal reference on.
So you like them. Do they get a call back? Or do they need to come back a second time? How do you do that?
You know what? We have this organized in such a way that we can work people all the way through the process if we have the time. It's all dependent upon how many people come down to visit with us this morning, but we have all the pieces in place that we'll actually be able to go from interview number one all the way through the hiring process if we can.
I guess depending upon the job, there might be an age minimum, maybe?
Yes, we'd like people over the age of 18.
Okay. And I don't suppose they're working around, you know, the liquor or anything like that. That would be a different age, obviously.
Yes, and of course they'd have to have a liquor card from the ABLE group here.
ABLE Commission, yeah. All right, so this is going on today, but you're going to have this each day.
Yes, all week long.
9 to 6. And now, once again, you've got a tent set up, but it's heated tent.
We do. Actually, the tent is only for overflow, for a comfortable place for people to sit. All the interviewing takes place indoors at 8 Santa Fe Plaza. We're just between the Skirvin Hilton and the Chase Bank Tower on street level. There's plenty of signage. You can't miss it. It's actually the street level area of the Santa Fe Plaza parking garage. Can't miss it.
All right. Can we consider this human renovation, maybe?
I think so.
Well, I know this is a lot of folks you got to run through today, and I'll let you go because I know you're very busy. But thank you very much. And if you need any more folks, come down later in the week. Give us a call back.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Thank you. John Williams, that's 9 o'clock today between the Chase Building and the Skirvin Hilton, which is going to reopen here in the next 5 weeks. They need 225 people, so get your resume and get down there. 7:30, it's time for the news you can depend on at News Radio 1000 KTOK.